you've had great success with Justin Bieber for many years now. So how did you first connect with Justin?
I first connected with Justin Bieber in year 2013. I was working with a rapper named Lil Twist, and that was at the time they were really close friends. And it was Twist's birthday, and Twist was staying in Vegas at a compound where I was residing, and Twist invited Justin Bieber over to the house and for his birthday. And right. That's where I met Justin, you know, in Vegas. And from there, you know, we talked, we hung out, and that was it. You know, I'm pretty, you know, I'm not a forceful, I'm not an aggressive person, so I didn't try to, like, show him any music or anything. It was just cool to hang out with him and, you know, and just get to know him. And then Twist played him some of my music that I had recorded for myself.
Right.
And then that's when Justin reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, I love that record. You know, you could write something new for me. And he gave me an assignment to take the Craig David course from Fill Me In,
uh-huh,
and write a whole new song over it.
Okay.
So I did that, and the song ended up being called Recovery. It was on Journals.
Uh-huh.
And we, you know, from there, he was like, hey, this is amazing. Can I fly you out to Boston? And then once he flew me to Boston, that was kind of it. He kept me on tour with him for like about a year, 13 months, and we just wrote records, and that's how Journals came about.
Now, so what makes you and Justin such a good team that you've written all these songs, you know, while you collaborate with him for all these albums and a lot of hits?
Yeah. I think it's just our energy. I think we both grew up in single family homes. I think, you know, we both grew up in Christian households. We both struggled as kids, you know, with our moms. We can relate on a lot of levels. And his true love, you know, his true musical love was my beginning, which was R&B. You know, he grew up listening to Voice of Men, and, you know, for me, it was R&B as well with 112 and,
right,
and Commission. So I think when he heard my music, I think it resonated with him just because, you know, we love the exact same music and we love the same melodies. And so from that, we were able to just, you know, build trust with each other and a cool working system, you know, where we were able to turn out records and really be honest with ourselves about them and, you know, able to grow together to where I was able to really learn Justin and learn so much more about him and vice versa. So it allowed me and him to have a relationship that was deeper than just based on music. You know, it was, you know, we just have so much in common. And from there, you know, we inspire each other, you know,
right.
So we were able to flourish and just make records that we loved. And in turn, you know, the world ended up, you know, loving them as well, which was a blessing. And that's how that happened, man. That's how I ended up working with Justin.